Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, on the hotline right now, and there's like a half second delay because he's in Barbados, but John Cleese, legend from Monty Python, he's on the hotline right now.
Did I tell you that one of the great thrills when I was walking about London a year ago by myself, I had wandered up from Piccadilly, and I can't remember whose plaque it was from Monty Python, but it was a second-story building. Somebody had lived there, and I remember standing there thinking, I just happened upon it and right. Looked up, and there was a blue plaque on the – it's a circle, and I must have stared at it for 20 minutes.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was just so enthralled, like the idea that, wow, somebody from Monty Python used to just live there. Like, I know. It's the weirdest thing ever, but it's great, though.
Born October 27th in Weston-super-Mare, Somerset, England, he is one of the founding members of the legendary British comedy troupe, Monty Python's Flying Circus, who brought us such films as Monty Python and the Holy Grail, The Meaning of Life, and The Life of Brian. You've also seen him in such films as A Fish Called Wanda, Silverado, and the James Bond films, The World Is Not Enough, and Die Another Day. And next year, he'll be hitting the road celebrating the 45th anniversary of Holy Grail. Please welcome comedy legend John Cleese.
How are you, Mr. Cleese? Good to hear you, John.
I'm fine. So, Johnny, how do you get people to call you Johnny? It's a much nicer name than John.
It is, and it was easier when I was younger.
I mean, nobody ever got a Dear Johnny letter, did they? Johnny's a much more fun than John's. John's are all sort of plodding and predictable.
It's true.
I wish I'd been called Jack, because you know my family name was Cheese originally. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
You didn't know that? Oh, yeah, my dad was born Reginald Francis Cheese, and then he changed it when he went in the army in the First World War, so I could have been Jack Cheese, which is a
How is it possible?
Well, Johnny, what do you want to go on?
I mean, how is it possible that it's been 45 years since the first time I saw The Holy Grail, and it's just such a classic in The Life of Brian, and, you know, it goes on and on, man, where you go, my God, this was my first taste of humor outside of little kid cartoons, like adult, more adult level humor, you know, that you just... It was a little smarter and a little drier, but it caught me by surprise. I remember loving it so much.
Well, I think it was also sillier. You see, I was talking to Conan O'Brien the other day, and I was saying to him, I think English humor on the whole is sillier than American humor. And I asked him, who are the silliest funny people? He said, the Marx Brothers, straight away. And, of course, that's true. The Marx Brothers are gloriously silly. But... there's a lot of, you know, if we do sketches on Monty Python about the man with three buttocks, you know, that's clear if you get on the television.
Yes, but that's it. This, you know, just...
So you want to talk about my book, or don't you? I don't mind.
Oh, no, of course, man. It's, listen, anything you do is always great with me, and... Just, you know, the idea that you put this book out, John Cleese, Creativity, A Short and Cheerful Guide. You're constantly working and always doing things.
Well, I find anything that's interesting, and I've always been interested in psychology. So, so far as the book's concerned, I got interested because I got into Cambridge. I was quite good at logical thought. I got in on science, and then I discovered I could make people laugh. So I was kind of, it was a bit of a surprise, and I began to notice what happened. Like, I would spend an evening trying to write a sketch, and I couldn't come up with an ending. And then in the morning, I'd have a cup of coffee and sit down, and I'd have the ending within 90 seconds. And I couldn't even remember what the problem was the previous night. So I realized that my mind was going on thinking about the problem while I was asleep.
Certainly.
And people don't realize that our minds have that ability, and that's what we have to harness if we're going to become more creative. But nobody is ever taught how to be creative. It's an astonishing thing. And it is absolutely true to say, if you read the book, it takes an hour, you will become more creative. Because I just explained, it's like getting in a certain kind of mood. If you're sad, you have sad thoughts. It's an hour. Thoughts, but you try and get the creative mood, then you can have creative thoughts. And it's as simple as that. It's aimed at 14-year-olds, really, but it contains a lot of stuff people don't know.
No, it's true, and I know imagination and creativity are separate things, but they're tied together. You know, when we're kids, too many times I see kids getting told to not be silly or don't be... Don't you know that's not right? And I go, man, stop telling a kid that. Let the kid grow. Let him think whatever. John, tell me if you do this. I feel like I have a movie inside my head at all times where I'm watching a situation and I think, what's the worst possible situation that could happen as the one I'm in, or what's the funniest thing that could be said, what's the most absurd thing that could happen, and it's never ending.
Well, that's because you are naturally, and I'm not flattering you, from what you've told me, you're naturally playful. The people who are creative are the people who can play. And you lose the ability to play for two or three reasons. One is that you grow up and think you know everything. And that's death to creativity.
Yeah, absolutely.
You just got to remain curious and realize you don't know very much. The other thing is that kids can play because the parents are what? Minding the shop. So you can only play if you get away from all the responsibilities of ordinary life. You can't play if you're remembering you've got to do this and you've got to call so-and-so. So you have to sit down, close the door, get away from everything, avoid interruptions, and sit there for about an hour and a quarter, an hour and a half, just playing, or whatever the problem is, and not taking it too seriously. Just play like a child, and that way... You can play because you've cut yourself off from ordinary life for a bit.
No, it is the best possible thing to do. And I still do it as an adult. I'm curious about things. I want new projects. I want to build things. I want to go see things. I want to meet people. I want to ask a lot of questions. And sometimes you feel like a weirdo because you do go through life when everybody else, and you think, what are other adults doing right now? Because I'm outside with a fog machine, three lasers, and a 12-foot skeleton last night.
That's it. Yeah. And also, you stay younger. I mean, I married a lovely woman, 31 years younger than me, and we just play the whole time. We just make each other laugh. We just stare at each other.
Yes.
One of us giggles. It's pointless, isn't it? But it's enormous fun. And
yes.
It makes a relationship playful instead of beautiful, you know?
I couldn't agree more. And especially now, you know, in the States, living together all the time and working from home. Like, I'm at the studio now, but she works from home, and she's got a great sense of humor. She's younger than me, but, you know, if she's on a Zoom call and I walk up and just pull my shirt over her head, or all of a sudden she gets pantsed, or I'm peeking around the couch. Yeah. Yeah, it makes love better.
My wife hides under the bed. She reaches out, grabs my ankle, and tries to be extra with her.
I want that to happen to me. I want her to hide under the bed and grab my ankles. I'd probably propose.
But if you can be playful like that, then it enhances life, and it makes life fun and playful instead of sort of beautiful, and I've got to get this done today, you know?
It's
good. It's marvelous, and it's wonderful. We should never talk about it in school. And I put it together over 40, 50 years because I've never found anyone else who put it together in this way. Do you see what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, you've got it.
I'm more creative.
You understand. John Cleese, Creativity, A Short and Cheerful Guide. See, now I'm going to read this cover to cover. You were supposed to make it to Kansas City. There was a Comic-Con connection, and we'd already begged and cajoled the guy to bring you to the studio because we're all such fans. And I hope in 21 or 22 that you get to Comic-Con in Kansas City and we have a chance to meet face-to-face, because I'm just such a fan, and even more so now, just you know.
Well, lovely. I'm sure that they'll replace it at some point, Johnny, because it got cancelled at relatively short notice. It was towards the end of March, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
It's about March the 20th, I think. I was going to LA. Lockdown happened. I stayed in LA for 4.5 months.
Yeah, well.
But a lot written. I'm writing a light comedy about cannibalism called Yummy. Very naughty.
Oh, God bless you. I sure do hope to meet you one day face to face and enjoy your time in Barbados and I hope everybody loves the book, John.
That's very sweet of you. It's for 14-year-olds, so I'm a little
sold. Perfect. May I call you Johnny?
I'm talking to you, Johnny.
May I call you Johnny?
Please call me Johnny.
the great Johnny Cleese.
I can't call you.
I love it. All right. How about that? He wasn't bad. A little awkward.
Not as
man.
Bad as I think you were expecting.
No, I was worried. Well, because, listen, here's my thing. It's John Cleese.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's John Cleese. Now, if you're 18, 20 years old, you may not know who I'm talking about right now. But he was just in Charlie's Angels. He was in Charlie's Angels.
And he was in two or three of the Harry Potter movies.
Like, yeah, and all the Bond films and Rat Race, Silverado, Fish Called Wanda, Holy Grail, Life of Brian, Meaning of Life. But he's a legend.
Yeah.
And he's one of those guys that gets it. Like, he doesn't need someone funny to write for him. He does his own.
He just does it.
He's his own thing. Like, he's a full, complete package of I'll write this, I'll do this, I'll act this, I'll perform this, I'll direct this, I'll cut this, I'll edit this, and I'll walk out in front of everybody. And he's fearless because he's not worried about it.
Well, with the delay and with our short time, we didn't get a chance to talk to him about it. But I brought in a note. There's something on the internet about in 2005.
He had diverticulitis, and they were going to have to take out a piece of his colon. And he tried to sell it.
Yeah, the doctor wouldn't give it to him, but he had the greatest response ever. He goes, "It's partially true," because a lot of times you'll read stuff on the internet and it's not true at all. And he's like, "It's partially true. The doctor wouldn't give me the piece of the colon." He goes, "However, I am shaving my beard and I am selling that on the internet, and that's real."
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.